and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Graduating Into Life. I'll let you wonder why those use of words, and I'll explain it later. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, you will get a drop-down menu that will give you all sorts of wonderful options, including my columns. Today, we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room and special guest Michael Snow White for Family Financial Matters, and he is here in the studio with me. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 4,500 moms and dads from all over the world that are part of that community. You can stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter, just a weekly newsletter, no spam, if you go to brucesalen.com right on the homepage. So, big news. No, not the Supreme Court. I will get to that. Big news. My son got a tattoo. He's 18, and so I don't really have much of a choice. We knew, given that he's a rock and roller, that he was going to do this eventually, and he's been planning all his tattoos for years. So when I say he got a tattoo, I probably should say his first tattoo. If you want to see what it looks like, go to my Facebook page or go to my Twitter feed and you will see a couple pictures. I plan to get some more when maybe the swelling goes down and the ugliness is a little reduced. But I have no opinion about it whatsoever. It is a very large tattoo on his forearm. It is very red. And it is evidently a Buddhist symbol that relates to spirituality. Being a rock and roller and being into music as much as he is and going to the Berklee College of Music in the fall, I actually believe that his life will not turn in a direction where he'll be in a white-collar job where having tattoos will make a difference. I believe if he's real lucky, he'll make it as a musician or a session musician. And if he's not, he'll make it in some minor fashion as a performer or a producer or a teacher. He just loves music, and he's blessed to have found that passion. Isn't that what we all want in life? I feel incredibly lucky that I've had two careers in which I was in ecstasy in both of them. One was my 25 years in showbiz. Actually, I've had three. My second was my full-time stay-at-home dad job, which I still do, but it's not as much full-time. And my third, of course, is my new life in old and new media, as I do radio, which is old media, and I do all forms of new media, social media. So that is the news from the Salen family. And the other news that happened this morning, because this is the live broadcast of the Bruce Salen Show, is the news from the Supreme Court. And I must admit, I was not only surprised, but quite disappointed in the outcome. Not only was it bizarre, but it was a 6-3 vote. And I really think, and I was discussing it with the station manager here at my home station of KZSB AM 1290, Les Carroll. He, I thought, framed the results very well. He said it makes the presidential race that much more clear. You elect Mitt Romney and repeal Obamacare, or re-elect Obama and live with, what I will add, the dire consequences of Obamacare. So maybe there is a silver lining here. In case you can't tell, I am not a big fan of President Obama. It's ABO, anyone but Obama, because of the consequences, I believe, of not only Obamacare, but his economic policies. On the social issues, I kind of run middle of the road, but the world political scene and the dangers we face and his kowtowing to world leaders worldwide, his handling or mishandling of the economy, and now this whole Obamacare thing, which has been going on for years as his signature effort the first 2 years in which he had full control of everything. These things trouble me. Okay, I don't do politics. I just did politics. What was I thinking? Oh my God, I just alienated half of my audience. I apologize for that. Let's get back to parenting. Speaking of parenting, July 4th is coming up, and the new Because I Said So comic, which was just posted today, is called Dad Explains July 4th. And if you have been following the Because I Said So Comics, you know that, of course, that dad is not me. And that son may bear a little resemblance to my son, but that dad is definitely not me. And when dad explains July 4th, what that means, if you follow the comic strip, is that dad, of course, gets it all wrong. And I think it's very funny how he explains July 4th to his son and how son responds. And you'll have to go to BruceAllen.com, and the Because I Said So comic strip is right there on the homepage. Also posted this week is the new I'm Not That Dad vlog. And most of the time I've promised you and others that when I vlog, it would be great action, great location, great effects, and I would not be one of those boring talking head vloggers. Well, this time it was boring as far as the visuals, because the content was highly sentimental. My boys usually give me something handwritten in the form of a gift rather than an actual material gift. And the two things that my sons gave me, the two messages, were just amazing considering they're being teenagers, 15 and 18. So I did a short vlog that just has me showing and reading what the boys gave me for Father's Day. And I would give you a little bit of a heads up that it's very sentimental. So if you're one of those saps that likes to cry at that sort of stuff, don't watch it. But you can find the I'm Not That Dad vlogs on the BruceAllen.com website, again, in the Writings Plus drop-down menu. I think it is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson. Let's get one.
You got to act sin. The positive.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Politically correct lies number 3, race matters. We still hear all too often that things happen in our world based on race. I assert that is rare today. Race doesn't matter. We elected a black president. I don't really think most people thought about whether he was black or not. They just thought about whether he'd make a good president. The Tea Party is a bunch of racist rednecks. Another politically correct lie. If you go to any Tea Party rally, you will see true diversity. The only people that say that they are racist rednecks are the left-wing media. Time Magazine names protester Person of the Year. Well, Time Magazine did it when they did that. For me, they have cemented their place as no longer a magazine of quality journalism. I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Find me at BruceSalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, Dad's Point of View!
Well, what do you think about that? Do you think we're still a racist country? I sure as heck don't. I think Obama's presidency, if nothing else, certainly demonstrated that he was elected on his charisma, belief in what his message was, and your continued support for him or not, to me, has nothing to do with the color of his skin. And I want to be very clear on that. I had a call during the break and while we were listening to the life lesson that corrected me that the Supreme Court decision was not a 6-3 decision, but a 5-4. I actually don't know. So whatever it is, it was. But we do know for sure that it was upheld. And again, I am stunned. I absolutely thought the mandate would get thrown out at the very least. And so did all the polls. So I always remind you about Dad Chat. Last week, we had a really fun one, and we do every week. We've been doing some fundraising for some charities. And tonight's Dad Chat, for those listening live here in Santa Barbara, is a really interesting one in which we introduce a brand new product called Unreal. And it is a candy right now. They will be making other things. It is a candy that is unjunked. It's the story behind Unreal is quite fascinating in that a young boy, 13 or 14 years old, goes to his dad and says, "Can I eat this candy?" And the dad looks at it and says, "Well, do you really want to eat a candy that has all these preservatives and chemicals and dyes in it?" And the son says, "Well, why can't candy be made without that stuff?" And thus launched Unreal Candy. It's a great story. It is hitting the stores right now. You can get that candy for the same price of all the other ones that it is basically doing, you know, copies of, so to speak, or just mimicking in a way, in the way that generic store brands do. But it's with their own very clever packaging, which is, in and of itself is a preservative. It's in over 30,000 stores, and it is an unjunk candy, and they will hopefully unjunk a lot more things for all of us. Sponsor slots are open for this show, you just email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. We will be back with Wayne Levine after these messages. You can follow me on Twitter, and maybe I'll tell you what graduating into life is about in the next segment.